ओम शांति। सो ब्राह्मण्स, वंस वी रिसीव पावर्स फ्रॉम बाबा, देयर इज डिजायर टू हेल्प अदर पीपल, टू सर्व अदर पीपल, टू शेयर with other people what we have received from Brahma. So though service is our fourth subject, but I find most of the Brahmins are interested in service more than other three subjects. But the basis of success of service will be when there is foundation of other three subjects strong, Jnana, Yoga and Dharana. And among service also, to do unlimited service, we have got three means: mic, media and mental service. Now, mic and media, not everybody can do service. But service through mind, everybody can do. And if we have that clear aim, naturally, we will have attention on our stage, because powerful our stage is, more service we can do. And Baba has emphasized a lot on collecting, accumulating treasures and not wasting them. Because many times through powerful yoga we receive powers from Baba, but then we waste it. And so our attention should be on accumulating treasures through jnana. Jnana, we listen to only, but listening is not enough. After listening, we need to churn jnana and become the embodiment of jnana. And especially, embodiment of being observer of drama and remain detached from everything. What happens, we know jnana, that all variety actors, but what happens when we see variety, we start asking questions, why these people are doing like this and they should not be doing like that and they should be doing like that. So we waste our time and thought energy. Why, what, how, etc. Forgetting that it's all part of drama. Or especially if something goes wrong in my life, somebody is nasty, somebody is defaming me, criticizing me, or I am sick, then so many waste thoughts, negative thoughts. So we waste our thought energy, time, and naturally our thought will induce that feeling, negative feeling. And hence Baba has been emphasizing three dots. Remain soul conscious, because this body consciousness will create so many negative and waste thoughts, all vices. So naturally when we are influenced by vices, we will have impure thoughts, and whether it's ego, because impurity is not sex lust only, ego, lust, anger, greed, jealousy, all subtle vices can create negative and waste thoughts, and we won't have elevated thoughts and pure feelings and good wishes for everybody. And so I had to really implement knowledge in my practical life. So first dot soul, second dot Baba, and third dot is Dharma. So this should be very pakka in our life. Not only at intellectual level, but practical. As soon as something comes in our mind or we observe something, just say it. Soul is playing its part, drama. My role is to uplift them and not say, oh, no good. They should not be doing like that. So that will create more negativity and they will be more pulled down. So through jnana, through yoga, we will be able to receive powers and virtues. And so my yoga needs to be deep. And in order to have deep yoga, I need to see that I love solitude. I find time to be by myself, even in a big gathering. Now, because sometimes we say, no, I don't have time to sit in meditation. That is also essential. I should find time to sit in meditation. No, because Baba has given us routine, okay, Amrit Vela, powerful, then traffic control, nowadays hourly meditation, evening meditation. So I should find time to sit in meditation, and throughout the day if I'm paying attention to my soul consciousness and attention and checking, as yesterday only Baba was saying, these are the guards. If you want to secure your treasures, otherwise sometimes Maya will steal them. So we need to have these guards of attention and checking. And Baba was saying, more you share your treasures, they will increase. And so I had to pay attention. Whatever I received, I am sharing whenever I get chance, in whichever way. So to have the deep yoga, I need to, throughout the day, pay attention. I should really churn what Baba's love is, increase my love for Baba. Because sometimes we say, yes, I love Baba, but is it none but one in my heart? If my mind is pulled to human beings or situation, then naturally my love for them is more. So in order to increase my love, I need to remind myself what Baba is giving me. And experiment with different relationship. Because more I establish that relationship, there will be love and remembrance will be natural and easy. So yoga also, more I am introvert, soul conscious, pure, no, all this basic, pay attention to the basic things. Company, not waste my time in listening to gossip and thinking about past and worrying about future. So as I pay attention to those things, naturally my yoga will be deep, which will give me strength to be what I want to be and not influenced by circumstances, situation. And today also Baba was saying, pay attention. You need to spend less and get maximum result. So whatever our time, money, energy, thoughts, see that we are not wasting them, economizing them. So economy, saving scheme will help us to use our treasures in a worthwhile way. And my attitude will be very much influencing the vibration, consciousness and attitude. So soul consciousness, we know that we, as more we are soul conscious, more easy to concentrate. But at the same time, I have to see my attitude is right, which means I have good wishes for everyone. Because when I have this spiritual love for everyone, there will be good wishes, cooperation, etc. And I have to see that I don't have any negative thoughts or feelings for anyone. Also, I need to have unlimited disinterest in the world. Because if I'm interested in anything, my attention will be drawn to those things. And I won't be able to remember Baba. So I have to check where is my mind going. Food, clothes, people, material objects. Anything is pulling my intellect, which means I am not total disinterest for those Kali Yugi things. And unlimited disinterest is easy when we have that clear picture of Golden Age. What Baba is giving us in Golden Age is everything, no, in Golden Age. And nowadays Baba says, no, future should be so as clear as present. Tomorrow I'll be there. Tomorrow I will wear that costume. Tomorrow I will have palaces of gold. I will have jewelry, I will have everything. So if we have this clear picture that this is what I'm receiving from Baba, then Kali Yugi things are nothing compared to those Satyugi things. Won't interest me. So I need that unlimited disinterest and remind myself what's my role in this world. My role is to bring benefit to everyone. Not only those who love me and respect me and praise me, but I had to bring benefit to even those who defame me, criticize me, and nasty to me, or negative to me. So I had to see I still maintain love and friendly feeling for those who are defaming me. Next thing is, nowadays many times we depend a lot on material things. You know, if we have some function, first thing we'll see that we have got DVD and VCD and projector and all these things. Nice music, and nowadays, you know, iPod and everything. We want everything on a material level. And so our thoughts and energy and money is so much put into possessing those material things. And we forget that sadhana, the deep tapasya, is so important. Now our Baba's remembrance is forgotten, and we are just into material things. So Hindi Baba says sadhan and sadhana. So we are not worried about sadhana, we are more worried about sadhan. And naturally, my attitude should be completely pure, which means I have pure thoughts. My thoughts are jnani, and those thoughts which are increasing my powers. And my responsibility in the world is make everyone yogi and worthy. Remind myself, what's my role? Because we forget. Sometimes even service, we just want name and fame and position and all. We forget that I had to bring benefit to everyone. I had to make everyone worthy and yogi. I had to create such atmosphere. And I need to remain triple light. When I'm soul conscious, I will be light. Soul is light, body is heavy. I have light of knowledge, so everything I have to see with that light of knowledge. And I should not feel heavy and responsible. Because sometimes we feel so heavy and responsible, and I am doing and I have to do it and should be best and everything. And we forget that Baba is Karavanar. I am just instrument. That instrument consciousness will help us to remain light. And as we know, light object will fly. And when we are flying, obstacles are at a lower level, isn't it, when we are flying? When we are on a mundane level, on the roads, so many traffic lights and there can be heavy traffic. Whereas, if we are flying, not many obstacles. So we need to remind ourselves that we have to be in a flying stage now. Not racing fast, but flying. And I have to see that my thoughts and attitude are elevated. Sometimes we have ordinary thoughts, ordinary consciousness. But if I have elevated thoughts, my attitude also will be elevated, and I will have elevated desires or wishes feelings, etc. I need to have this awareness. I'm a donor, bestower. And donor's duty is to keep on giving all the time. Not have desire to receive anything, name, fame, position. But at the same time, some of the donors, kings, what they used to do is, whoever comes at their door, they will give them something, donation. And hence, whoever comes in our contact, our aim should be to give them Baba's knowledge or powers or something. Nobody should go empty-handed. Nobody should be going without receiving something from me. If I have positive attitude, then I will never have anger or subtle anger, also anger in the subtle form. I won't be forceful and bossy, etc. And positive attitude will help me to be carefree. Otherwise, there is worry. You know, what will happen? Will it happen? Not happen? Etc. I need to consider myself the messenger of peace. Which means I need to be so much peaceful, light and might. Just lighthouse, might house. This, no, Baba has given us this title, you are lighthouse, might house. So I have to see that I have such a elevated stage. Because lighthouse, might house is at elevated stage. Also, if I'm all the time observer, looking at whatever is happening around in the world, then I won't be influenced by circumstances, situation, people around. And also, my job is to give shakas to everybody. Shakas, yogi vibration, powerful yogic vibration. And give them cooperation. I remember 2-3 years ago, we asked Dadiji, what is your effort? And she used to say, even in the middle of the night, whenever she will wake up to go to toilet or something, she'll sit in meditation and send those vibrations. And so, no, whenever I have time, I need to start giving that sakas to the world, whether somebody is around me or not. Because otherwise, world peace hour, world meditation hour, we send 1 hour vibration to the world, but then we forget. Or, at the most, when we are sitting in yoga, morning, evening, we might be sending some powerful, peaceful vibration in the world. No, but wherever I am, have that aim, I have to give sakash and cooperation to everybody. And if I have unlimited attitude, I will be doing unlimited service. Because sometimes, you know, we have this awareness, oh, my center, my country, my city. So I have to see that I don't have that limited attitude of serving mine. just as Baba has this awareness, I have to serve the whole world. He doesn't think, okay, I have to serve only this city or this country. And that's what I had to see. I should have this unlimited attitude to do unlimited service. Also, we had to remind ourselves, we Brahmins are at the root of Kalpatri, isn't it? And what is the job of root? To get nourishment from the soil and supply it to the whole tree. So our connection is with the seed Baba. We have to take that nourishment or powers from Baba, nourishment of jnana, and supply to the whole world. Sometimes we are used to depend on other people, that they should help me, they should give me this facility. So we expect others to give us cooperation and facilities and support. But now, my awareness should be, I have to give them support, salvation, facility, etc. I need to maintain zeal and enthusiasm. Because zeal and enthusiasm will help us to progress. And also determination. We should not forget our aim. Sometimes we forget our aim. Aim in Brahman life is to become equal to Baba. How far I remember that is every moment, every day I remember that my aim is to become Bab Saman. And that I have to become, not that I'll try. Because sometimes, okay, I'll try what I can do, no. So the aim should be very firm in our mind. And we know that as time goes on, what will happen? More problems, situation, terrorism, scarcity of everything, people will be negative. So my job is to transform not only myself, nature also, five elements. And sanskars of Kaliyugi Tamo Pradhan people. That's my job. Not say, oh, they are like this. Who is going to change them? They are like that. That's true. But it's my job to transform them. Don't say they are like this. Or people are like this. It's my job is to transform. By giving them sakash. And when obstacles come, Baba has said, past was good, present is good, future will be better. There's benefit in each situation. Do I remember that? That's what I'm saying. Becoming embodiment of jnana, remembering right point of jnana at the right time, so that I'm not shaken by people and situation. Because if I'm shaken by people and situation, it means my stage is not powerful. I'm getting influenced by people. So people are negative. World is vicious and tamapradha. No need to tell everybody that, oh, the people are like this, world is like this. No. At that time, I had to have that aim with my good wishes and pure feelings. I had to change them. Transform their intellect. So next thing, I had to pay attention on silence. Because we know power of silence. And so whenever there is chance, maintain silence. And that will help us to increase that power. So as I pay attention to my own stage, my consciousness, thoughts, attitude, drishti, all I had to pay attention to. So as I pay attention to all of them, naturally, my feelings will be elevated. And I had to really have that aim to serve myself first. Self-service. Balance of self-service and service of others. Balance of my laukik and alaukik life. Because sometimes we get so busy in our laukik life, laukik job, etc., that we are not able to give time to ourselves. And as Kali Yuga advances, no, everything is getting busy and stressful and tense and uptight and everything. And so whatever situation is there, whatever people are there, I had to see that I find time for myself. And not think, okay, we are karma yogi, we can be moving around and talking around and doing yoga. So that's where we had to pay attention, not to just get too much involved in laukik family or laukik job, but find some time for ourselves. And especially, as we know, Amrit Vela is the best time. So Amrit Vela also, or whenever we are sitting, not just sit as a routine, but have that special aim. Check my chart, how my chart is. Because if I check my chart, then naturally I am able to see where I am and what I am doing and help myself. And so that aim is whatever we are doing, concentrate. Now if we are listening to Murali, concentrate on Murali. When we are sitting in yoga, have that good concentration and especially find that there is that deep yoga to change my sanskaras. Because it's easy to carry on old body conscious sanskaras and habit and attitude. And unless I'm checking myself, I wouldn't even know. Now sometimes we are so much used to our old self that we are not able to see what's wrong with me. We always see what's wrong with somebody else. It's easy to point out to other people. So as soon as the thought comes, this is like that or this person is like that, check in this situation what Baba would do. Because my aim is to my thoughts, words, action should be like Brahma Baba and what they do in such situation. So as I have such positive attitude and check and change myself with that determination, there will be that pure feeling and elevated attitude all the time and to everyone. Everyone. Because whoever is doing wrong, they are ignorant. They think it's right. That's why they are doing it, isn't it? And I have to see with my powerful positive thoughts, I change their attitude, their feeling, their sorrow. Because just as Baba is bestower of happiness and liberator of sorrow, and our non-living images, temple, people go to the temple, and how much they get help. What a sorrow, peacelessness, stress they have. Immediately disappears. Whereas we are living angels or deities. So Baba has been telling recently, don't think I am just a soul, but I am elevated soul. My awareness that I am angel will help them to have the vision of angel. My awareness of me being a deity soul will have them feeling of deity. So that's where I have to really pay attention to my consciousness, awareness, attitude, etc., which will help people who come across me to have that experience. So Mansa Seva is to give them experience through my powerful attitude and awareness and powerful stage. So that's what now our aim should be, because it's serving double purpose. Because if I want to do mental service through mine, I need to have such a powerful stage. And so this will help. Because if I am powerful, I'll always help other people. And that's what is needed now, because in the old days we used to say, okay, come, do 7 days course, learn yoga, and as you become yogi, you will have peaceful nature, you'll be relaxed and happy. So we were telling them, you will reach that stage. Now, I had to give them instant experience, because it's the world of everything instant. People don't want to work hard. We need to give them instant experience through our stage. And that's why our stage should be such powerful, that we are able to help everyone. Not few people around us, but the whole world. It's a big responsibility Baba has given us. But at the same time, we have this awareness, we are instrument. Responsible, but instrument. And then, there will be that lightness. So now, we will have meditation until 7:30. It was announced this morning that Dadi Janki will come and take class, but Dadi Janki decided to stay in Pandavan. Because of Bully Dadi's things, she thought she should be there in Pandavan and give yoga and class over there. So we will have just meditation here. And that meditation also will give power to the departed soul of Dadi Bholi. Om Shanti.